Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the Cue Up right here on BlogTalkRadio.com. Reporting live from the Mile High City of Denver, I'm your host, Dak Dish.
Welcome, my fellow Cuers, and happy Friday. Yes, it is Friday, TGIF. Hopefully you had a good week this week. It's kind of chilly in the city, but we'll get through it. We got a good show today. My co-host, not here, Rotten Rod. He's got the day off. I'll be flying solo today, and we've got a great show. We've got Boss Goody in the studio this morning, local artist from Colorado, and he's got a lot of good stuff going on. He's a hip-hop artist and a music mogul, so we're going to talk to him about what he's been doing and his upcoming performance in a couple weeks. He's got a brand new mixtape out, so we'll get into that. So stay with us on the line, and we'll be right back with Boss Goody right here on the Cue Up.
420 in the mall, sipping up a straw, thinking about one hell of a life. Got dreams of doing it big, bigger than you know, trying to get the best out of life.
BlogTalkRadio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
Cultivating the tasty, most THC-intensive bud, and rewatching Inception. It's dedication you can taste. Dedication and Funyuns. So next time you're at the dispensary, reach for the real Rocky Mountain High, pure Colorado Kush. What's in your...
Welcome back to the Cue Up. It is Friday in the city. We got Boss Goody on the line with us this morning. I'm going to bring him on the air here. Mr. Goody.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. We had some struggles to get you on the show, but we made it happen.
Yeah, a few glitches, you know. Universe hating on us, you know how.
Absolutely. And you know what? Ain't none gonna stop our grind, so we're gonna keep it rolling. You know, basically the basis of the show is to find independent artists, and you know, I found you on Reverb Nation. That's where I find a lot of the talent. But man, I'm glad that I did. You have got some amazing skill. Your production is solid, and your writing skills are on point. So you know, you definitely got a brand new fan. Yeah, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about the background, like how you got into writing, and you know, has this been something that you've been dreaming up since you were a kid, or?
Yeah, just words. I just always been interested in words. Always did good in English, even if I didn't do good in anything else in school. I always did good in English class. Like when I was little, start around 8 or 9, I'd come home, do my homework. I just get bored and I just start reading the dictionary, writing out my own words, trying to figure everything out, then start reading the source. That just opened up my vocab a little bit. And then I always been musically inclined, always liked doing music, so just started out from that. And then got to middle school in 7th grade, these girls were trying to rap. They were trying to make some raps or whatever. And I was like, y'all shit suck. I could do something better. They was like, we'll do something then. So I wrote something. By the end of the period, I had sold that shit. I sold what I wrote for $5.
And you know you could sell a rhyme or some words for $5, man. You got a career. You got a pass.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me a little bit about, you got a couple mixtapes out right now. Actually, the one, you got the one mixtape out. Tell me a little bit about inspiration behind that.
Goodlum. Like I like that movie Hoodlum. You know that old movie with Lawrence Fishburne in it. And like I always like the old gangster movies and all that stuff. I'm like a good guy. Like Goody means good fella. That's what I'm one of the good guys, you know. I was like, so I'm gonna just take Hoodlum and call it Goodlum. And that's where that came from. And then it was just
songs
just came to me. It was just like inspirations from day to day life, how I'm feeling, all the emotions that I've endured through the process of this mixtape. Like I didn't have a set theme or anything.
Flying by the seat of your pants. Yeah, most artists do it. You know, I'm an artist myself, and sometimes it's just, you know, that's how it is, and it comes in spurts. You know, you're inspired, you know, maybe for 2 months, 3 months, and it's good, it's consistent, and then, you know, you got to step away from it and go back and do your thing. So, but you were talking about the Source magazine earlier. You think a lot of publications like that, you know, like Source and Vibe and magazines like that, were those a lot of your inspiration too? Did that kind of throw you a little bit more into the game and get you prepped for, you know, what you were about to do?
Yes, definitely, indeed. Like, I'd be in jail looking at the magazines and... I always had dreams about me performing, and it's always a packed house, and I look in the Source magazine like, these dudes is really doing it, and I just got tired of going to jail. Like, man, I gotta do what I gotta do with this music thing, and it definitely inspired me.
Well, you're definitely doing your thing, man. We got one track here. Now, was Paid, was that one of your earlier tracks? That's not on the mixtape. Goodlum.
Paid is off of Mr. Goodbar's first mixtape.
Yeah, Mr. Goodbar. Yeah, that was a couple years ago. You had some fire on that one too. You had a couple good tracks on that one. You had Dope Man was featured on that one, wasn't it?
Yep, Dope Man. And Paid.
And you had it.
I don't even remember all the tracks on there. I was just
bringing back memories. Well, let me refresh your memory for the people, and then we'll get back. When we get back, we'll go into talking about, you know, the hip-hop scene back then, 15 years ago, and then where it is now. So maybe you can kind of enlighten us and let us know where you've seen hip-hop evolve over the years. Sound good?
Okay. Yep.
Cool. We got Paid right here. Boss Goody right here on the QR.
Hey. Up in the strip club. Tryna fuck everybody, grind on the dick till the feeling's gone. Don't touch my cup, this shit Patron. Like a bad bitch with a natural booty, but she looking good with this silicone. Like Kim Bra, her name is Kim. Put a monkey bar in her jungle gym. Move on her body with such precision. Probably make a grown man change religion. Work magic, I fuck a die, bruh. Titties don't fit in her eye, bruh. No, I'm the boss, might just pay it. This bitch on her job, yes. Thought she was cool with a hand on my shoulder. Try to take a break, so you know what I told her.
Hold up, let's get to it, what you doing? Make it shake, bounce that ass. Drop it, make it break.
back. She said, I only dance for you because these other niggas fake. Plus your swag is to the max, and you're icier than cake.
Cause bitch, I'm paid. Call me Bill Gates. I smash, I am Will Mays. I do the things that they don't. I am the man that they ain't. That cake made me wanna bake some, little mama. I ain't with the drama and I got the marijuana. I'ma do it how you wanna. Straight put the shit on you. Make it feel like a virgin and sing like Madonna. Yeah, and I don't need a break like a comma. I'ma cause that dang trauma. Pussy Obama.
Yeah. Well, you was flowing in that one, wasn't you?
Yeah.
So that was some of your earlier writing.
Yeah, man, young me, young goody, man.
You know how long you been on the scene in Colorado?
I've been on the scene for a while, like streetwise and all that other stuff, you know, thugging and all that shit. But music wise, I started taking it serious about 2011, the end of 2011, early 2012. So it's been about 3 years.
And when did you start getting into to gigging and imbibing, you know, with other artists? Was that about that time too, or did you start performing right away?
No, I didn't start performing right away. It took me a while to start performing. No, actually, yeah, 2012, I did a show with Young Jock and Cabby in Colorado Springs, and the show pretty much got hated on right after the show. Man, I got jumped by the whole club. So, like, shit was crazy. And then I did one show after that, and then that was it for 2012. Then 2013, really didn't do anything. 2014 is when I start picking back up, start rocking shows again. And now, this year, I'm pretty much booked on shows. I got at least 2-3 shows a month.
Your music, your songs are your testimony. And I think that's why a lot of people can relate, you know, to you as well. And you don't have to, you know, you don't have to like hip-hop. You don't have to appreciate it. You know, just like country, you know, but there's always a story in it, you know, and it's always a personal journey, always a personal experience, and that reflects in your music, you know. I think that does reflect in your music. Now, how would you describe the hip-hop scene, the Colorado hip-hop scene? Is there a lot going on? I mean, is there a lot of good, you know, good talent out there?
Definitely a lot going on. Unity-wise, I'm proud to say that the town has progressed a whole lot, but we still have a ways to go. We're almost there, but a couple years ago, all this unity, it was nothing but gang banging and tend to go to each other's shows because it's on the wrong side of town or anything. Like just a few days ago, we had the 5280 Awards, and it was Park Hill, the East Side, it was
West,
it was Sephora, it was Montbello, and it was all love and unity.
Wow.
And it was dope. So I'm proud to see where the hip hop scene is going in Colorado.
And that's cool that there was a show, because
The quality is impeccable. The wordplay, everybody's raising the bar. So pretty soon, Colorado's going to be unstoppable. It's going to be like Pandora's box. Everything's going to spew out.
Well, let's hope that money spew out, because, you know, artists, y'all need that, you know? I mean, it's you know, the passion's there, and that's great. But, you know, you guys work hard. And you know, you work hard, and it tells in the production. You know, it tells in the tracks that, you know, you took some time to put this together. And it is an art. You know, it is an art. It's something that, you know, takes a little bit of time. So, now you've made a couple connections, too, out in the music scene. There's another artist on his grind, and that's Bugs.
Yeah, Bugs. Yeah, that's my guy. That's my right-hand dude right there, man. Right now, he's the studio manager at KMG Studios, and ever since he's been working there, he's just been elevating in the rap scene and the music game. His wordplay is crazy. His the themes for his songs and everything is amazing.
Well, that's cool. Well, you guys definitely have a rapport, and it tells, you know, it shows in your music. So we got the song from your mixtape, Goodlum. This is a Backpack with Bugs right here on the Cue Up.
Whole sway on you. Salute, motherfucker. They say we dope.
They say we dope.
Me and my bro.
We slangin' dope.
We gettin' hoes. We bossin' up on niggas just like we supposed. We bossin' up on niggas just like we supposed.
Backpack full of money. Moving out, stacks of hundreds.
Money.
That's the shit I don't like. Like long nights, all white. Getting ahead like lice. Boy, cool as ice, bright. Banging out your wife, sucking your kids, calling me daddy, and I put that on my mother. Big fathers and click, yo, got your bad bitch on repo. Bitch took her home, no depot. Niggas can't see me, no peephole. Type of nigga, get my chips with dipping. You lost in the soul. You niggas try to go left and I write you out. With big letters doing big numbers, got two balls with big number. Notorious like big wallets, my pants stack got big wallets. Money. Just a big nigga in a small world. Could it be a giant in this bitch? They say we dope. Me and my bro. We slangin' dope. We getting hoes. We bossin' up on niggas just like we supposed. We bossin' up on niggas just like we supposed.
Backpack full of money. Moving out. Stacks of hundreds. Home top of hundreds. Underwear make it rain when it's sunny. Got him hypnotized like bees when it comes to honey.
No price.
I don't
care what it is. I'm who you wanna be like.
That's
don't matter if I'm rich.
Right.
But when it come to moolah, that's one thing I know how to get. I don't gotta
save up.
Even though I should. I don't gotta
save up.
I know I'll be good.
Right.
And I won't talk to your bra unless she holler at me. And I won't stick around unless she throwing them dollars at me.
Make her right.
She throwing them dollars at me.
Make her right.
She be throwing that box.
Right.
I be fucking on your bitch.
Sorry.
Yeah, fucking on your. She love giving top to a man that's on top.
Right, right.
But I don't never say much.
Never that.
Cause
never
we
that.
Know that they talk.
Yeah, they talk.
Yeah, they
talk.
Say we dope.
They say we dope.
Me and my bro.
Me and my bro.
We slangin' dope.
Slangin'
we getting hoes.
Getting
we bossin' up on niggas just like we supposed.
We
bossin' up on niggas just like we supposed.
Backpack full of money.
Money
now. Stacks of hundreds. Home top of hundreds.
Hundreds.
Under the weather. Make it rain when it's sunny. Got him hypnotized like bees when it comes to honey.
Honey.
Yeah, money,
money.
Backpack full of money.
Money,
money. Money now. Stacks of honey. On top of honey.
Honey.
Honey. The weather make it rain when it's sunny.
Sunny.
Got him hypnotized like bees when it comes to honey.
Honey.
Honey. Yeah, money,
money.
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 That's Backpack right here on the queue up, Boss Goody. From that mixtape, what was your favorite track? What was your favorite track to do? Do you think
off of Goodlum?
Yeah, off of Goodlum. Which one you think you had?
I don't know. Maybe Higher. Higher. That was a good track. You could do Old Name
that,
with
that
KL.
Track is fire. Higher is fire.
Yeah.
So who was the chick on that?
On Higher.
Yeah.
It was just a chick, Leona Harper.
Harper.
Yeah, she's actually from Wisconsin, and she's in Colorado. She's making a name for herself too. I got her on Riff Beat also.
Oh, Rest for Billionaires.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna listen to both those tracks actually coming up. We're gonna take a little break real quick. When we come back, I want you to we're gonna go into Goodlum Radio. I want you to tell me a little bit about that because that's another. Kind of an entrepreneurship that you're doing right now. So we'll talk a little bit about that when we get back after break.
Okay.
You're tuned in to The Queue Up right here on blogtalkradio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back. You don't want to dress having doubt. You want to dress to stand out.
Frequency.
Whether you're skating, riding, or rolling around, whether it's nightlife, countryside, or daily downtown.
Frequency
style clothing. Step out in best quality fashions for less. Gucci, Nike, American Eagle, and so much more. You won't find the same quality in department stores. All products ship directly to their wholesale facility daily, passing savings on to you through their promotional shipping process. When it comes to looking good, don't waste any more time. Hop online at frequencystyleclothing.com and view their wide selection of boys, girls, women's, and men's high-quality apparel. Look for their ad in Westford for additional offers. Frequency Style Clothing, your way to stand out.
Paula Sela is a real GEICO customer, not an actor. So to help tell her story, we hired that announcer guy from the movies.
When the storm hit, both our cars were totally underwater.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater.
We thought it would take forever to get some help.
But a new wind was about to blow.
With Geico, we had our check in 2 days.
Payback. This time, it's for real.
Geico. Real service, real savings.
I could go back to school on the traditional route. Lots of people do. I mean, lots. But they aren't me. I want classes I control, not lectures I have to sit through. I'm not out to land some job. I want a career. I know I don't want that. I'm not afraid to go my own way. And it looks like I'm not alone.
CTU, the new direction of online education. Are you in?
Thank you.
Boss Goody, right here on the queue up with Higher, and that features Leona. Is it Leona Harper?
Yeah.
Leona Harper.
Leona Harper.
So look for her. Okay, cool. So yeah, definitely. And you know, and all the songs are great on that project. This one does stand out. I mean, it's got a lot of crossover appeal. Do you have any plans to have any of your singles or any of your music released to radio, or do you want to just keep it? You want to keep it underground, or what? You know,
yeah.
I mean, that song has so much crossover appeal.
I have a song, Ooh Baby, and there's speculation on that whether to get released to radio or not. But you know, that's real poppy and mainstream type. So the thing about that one. Think about pushing higher, but I just want to really push that to the 420 community, really keep it underground kind of, you know, and whole name, the feature that I got on there, KL the General, you know, that was his song, so, and he recently passed, so I'm about to put all everything I got into pushing that song.
That's awesome, man. That's cool. Well, much props. And you're one of those artists, you need to succeed, man, you know, because you, anybody that could have any moms on the track, I mean, that's, you know, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Showing moms some love. And that's a hot little track, too. But so speaking of your most recent project, Goodlum, talk to us about, I think you've got another venture out there. You've got Goodlum Radio, right?
Yeah, Goodlum Radio, man. It's basically internet-based. It's kind of like a Pandora station. It's through Django. And, you just type in, really, you could just Google Goodlum Radio. It's going to be the first thing to pop up. I put local artists on there or just indie artists, period. When they get the featured artist spot, then I put them on the website and all that stuff and, you know, just help them get exposure and be looked at on the same stage as the big-name artists.
That's cool, man. That's great that you're doing that. You're giving back. You know, that's awesome. And so I'm gonna send you. I'm gonna sign up and send you one of my tracks, and I better hear it on your show.
All right, man. I got you, man.
It on your show. Yeah, for sure. And you know, you're one of those artists too. You do. You know, you deserve to succeed because you stay independent, you stay local, and you reach out to your local artists, and you do a lot of shows with audience participation and things like that, and you really show the love, you know, to your crowd, and I can't wait to catch your next show. And you've been to places like Herman's Hideaway and Castleman's and Roxy Theater. Do any of those places stand out for, like, you know, the most comfortable environment for you where you can really rule the stage? Or is it, you know, do you look at it as like, you know, the stage is the stage, I'm going to just get on it and do my thing? Or
yeah, there's certain comfort levels when it comes to each venue. But for the most part, I'm pretty comfortable on any stage. But, yeah, Castleman's. That stage is huge. I love that stage. I could just jump my big ass around everywhere without having to worry about knocking anybody over or anything. Hermit's Hideaway.
They'd be like, that nigga having seizures. What's going on up there?
Yeah, Hermit's Hideaway is dope. But I just recently performed at the Bluebird Theater, and I was amazingly comfortable there. It felt like home.
Good. And where's your next performance at?
The next performance is at Herman's Hideaway. My album release party, my mixtape release party, February 3rd, is definitely going to go down, so people should go.
I'm going to definitely be there checking you out.
It's 420 friendly. Just smoke up, get drunk, have a good time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then you've been, you as we were mentioning, you stay pretty underground and whatnot, but you've also got, you know, some connections and people that are fluent in, you know, in the industry. I think you've done some work with Lil Flip.
I got a song
been person with him
with Lil Flip. I got my daughter singing on the background.
Is that who song. That is?
Yeah, that's my daughter.
I gotta play that. I gotta play that right now. I gotta play the song right now because I was like, oh man, that's the cutest thing ever, and it's a hot track too. So this is Hundreds and Fifties off of the mixtape right here on the Q Up with Boss Goody.
Get getting calls on my line. You don't work, you don't eat, you don't grind, you don't shine. I'm Optimus Prime. Transform this work until this world is mine. Tied up chicken dinners, I'm flipping them chickens into legal tender. Yes, I am a sinner, it's cold in the winter, so I'm a street vendor. I'm trying to do better, but jobs are not working and work gives me cheddar. This week gets me high, take my mind off flipping birds with no feathers. I cannot lie, if I get one more strike, nigga, I'm gonna do life. I'm not living right, but I want to so bad that it just makes me cry. I pray every day for my blessings, so that's how I know they got with me. But I keep on blacking my blessing by chasing these hundreds and fifties. I risk my life and my soul by chasing these hundreds and fifties. So please do not hit me if you can't equip me with hundreds and fifties. Hundreds and fifties, don't take nothing less than them hundreds and fifties. Goons are with me in case a broke nigga try front on my grizzly. Strapped with the semi, if he try to get me, then he must be silly. Don't come with no 20s, don't take nothing less than them hundreds and fifties.
Outside looking at a drug raid.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
This on live radio, y'all. We on live radio and there's a drug raid going on outside of Boss Good.
Yeah, it's been going on now, for about 20
if that ain't entertainment,
minutes,
if that ain't entertainment, I don't know what the hell ain't.
Huh?
No. I said, if that ain't entertainment, I don't know what is.
Yeah, man, I've been trying to concentrate on this interview, but, man, they got the homeboy. They raided his house right now. I'm like, shit.
Oh, we're going to let you go. But but before we do, I just got one last question for you, and then you're going to take us out of the interview with Ooh Baby, so you can introduce that song. So how would you say – well, first of all, who would you say are some of your influences in hip hop, you know, whether old school or, you know, brand new, who are some of the, you know, mainstream artists that inspired you, and where do you feel hip hop has evolved, you know, since 10 years ago?
Oh man, 10 years ago, man, Man, 10 years ago, I could not
or the
stand
deeds
it.
Or you couldn't stand it?
No, I couldn't tolerate it. Because, you know, that's right when the time when Soulja Boy and all the Laffy Taffy shit was coming
South.
Out. And that was not me. I was ashamed. I couldn't deal with it. I was like, oh, no. No. And now it's kind of like getting back to the basics. It's going back underground. Everybody's like, fuck a deal. No genre type shit, you know. And I think it's beautiful. It's getting back to where it was, except for it's more modernized and it's more advanced than what it used to be. And people take to it. People are listening. It's pretty dope.
What do you think about them? You know, because who's your influences?
Some of my influences. I just been listening to like Denver music lately. Like I don't really listen to
that's good.
Artists. But back in the day when I was coming up, definitely Tupac and Snoop, you know, and Scarface and stuff like that. You know, N.W.A. That's what I was on. U.G.K. Definitely U.G.K. I was on that tough.
You like do you like poetry artists, from poetry rappers like Common and Nas and
Common's
Mos Def. You like
Nas is dope.
Yeah.
Mos Def's one of my favorites. You know, I listen to all that. Usually when I'm by myself, I'm listening to like rock and alternative music. Now, I listen to everything really.
You got to keep your mind open to that. I just did this track.
Right.
I just did this track with a dude, and it's like a rock track. But it's cool, you know, because we balance out. You know, we got, like, you got this pop and R&B singer with this gruff, you know, rocker guy that, you know, just wouldn't really sing that type of music. So you got to keep your mind open to that stuff. And you do that on a lot of your tracks.
You got to branch out and at least try.
Absolutely. And that's another reason why you'll succeed, because you do, and you sound good doing it. But we're going to let you go. We ain't going to keep it much longer. I know there's a lot of drama going down over there, but talk to us about Ooh Baby. You know, when this song was done, and this will take the interview, and because this is one of the hotter tracks too, that hopefully we'll get to hear on radio if people, you know, are still tuning into radio 3 years from 3 years from now. So for sure.
Yeah, this song Ooh Baby is produced by Tredessa. It's featuring Silver Lining on the vocal, singing, killing it. You know, it's my first pop track, you know, and it came out pretty dope. I love it. I think y'all will love it. Let's go. Ooh, baby.
That's Ooh, baby, right here, y'all on the queue up. I want to thank Boss Goody for dropping by the studio today and being in. Thank you, man. Great to have you. And I'm going to keep an eye on you. I'm going to get that ticket, too, because I'll be at your show February 3rd. So I'll definitely hit you up before then. And
February 3rd is actually free, so just pop up, man.
Oh, it's free? Oh, shit. Well, you know, shit, I'll be the first one there. Shit. All
right.
All right, cool. All right, Ooh Baby right here on the queue up. Thank you, Boss Goody. We'll talk to y'all on Monday. Monday we'll have the host club will be here on the show, so tune in at 10:30 for that.
Like a big word,
okay.
No, I got your back like a pinch nurse. Blowing Baghdad, that's the bomba. She talks Spanish to me, then we salsa. Then she say, ooh, poppy, that's daddy in Spanish. She can make a young nigga get managed. Dive in the water, pool so lavish. We go skinny dipping and her body gets ravished. Got that $1 million ooh wee. She got that $1 million ooh wee. Baby girl, I'ma go ahead, change my name to Nike, cause I want you to come and do me. Just do it.
You the lies and all my five senses on you, baby. I-
so supple. Bet this hard rock making you leave puddles.
All those jeans so smooth, my breath so supple.
Bet this hard rock making you leave puddles. Wrap run your body like a toga. We gon' do some sexual yoga. Grab you by your head and your shoulder. Grab your waist, you like, ooh, baby, hold up. You can really satisfy my hunger if you let me give you kisses down under. Can you feel that? Your love is full of percussion. I'ma beat it up like a drummer. Boom, boom. Don't want no cookie, girl, I want some good sex. Kissing, biting, licking, scratching. Babe, I'ma kill it, fatal attraction. Girl, what's the deal? Looking good in the heels. Hey, be my companion, let me show you what's real. Let me get your face down, ass up, ass up. That's the way, that's the way. I like to play, baby, we can get it all night. When the sunrise, get it all day.